So, Charles, let's bring people to the coasttocoastamp.com website to look at the videos. The two videos you provided to us, have you explain a little bit about what they're seeing, and those people who, of course, don't have the capability of getting online, sure. Why don't you kind of paint a picture for us?
Okay. Well, there are two videos that you'll find, and one of them, incidentally, was filmed by David Sarita, who's a regular guest on your show.
Absolutely.
And it shows a little bit of the concept of what we were developing in solar concentration and power generation. And so the first video that you'll see, let me go right to that page there. I don't have it right in front of me. Mm-hmm. There we go. The first video that you'll see is the solar furnace that we set up for our test models. And we did a few experiments.
Burning brick with the sun, right?
Nothing but the sun, that's yep. right. And we can get some incredible temperatures out of it. The image that you see is a brick being melted by sunlight. We're taking about 1.2 kilowatts and concentrating it down into about a square centimeter of area, and it's hot enough to literally make lava or boil metals. And so just to demonstrate the amount of energy you can get out of sunlight, I made this little video showing us melting a brick and explaining what some of the uses are. And so the two videos are, number one, melting the brick and showing how dense energy can be from sunlight. And the other one is, number two, showing something about the energy system that we're developing.
And both of them are very simple apparatuses.
Exceptionally simple. That, you know, that's the thing about a good idea. It's usually very simple. Anybody can understand it when they see it. And this is the power of such a very simple thing. You can put it on a medium like the Internet. Everyone can see it. And it gets people fired up right away. They know that it's something simple that they could do. And many people want to use this sort of technology because we're not burning an ounce of fuel. We're getting all of this energy simply from sunlight.
What are the applications for what we're seeing? Can those be used, or are you just doing that as an example?
Well, actually, they can be used, and there are a couple of different power plants that are using variations of lenses or mirrors to get their sunlight concentrated. We're one of those companies, and our prototype machine does, in fact, use some lenses. And so one of the things we want to do is show how simple and compact the system that generates all your electrical power can be using nothing but these lenses. Now, they automatically track the sun during the course of the day. Otherwise, they'd only work for a very short period of time. You know, the focal point of a lens would move around. So it's a very exciting and simple thing. And when you see it in operation, it's one of those, gosh, why didn't I think of that sort of things?
Well, I got to tell you, though, the use of the sun to generate the kind of power that I just saw in these two videos is absolutely staggering.
Well, it is, and a lot of people aren't aware of how much energy there is in sunlight. One of the earliest experiments I did was to take iron oxide and heat it with sunlight and blow hydrogen through it and produce molten iron. So here's a source of power for producing a small quantity of metal where you don't have any fuel.
When I saw the brick burning, I'm thinking to myself, what would happen if you put your hand under that thing?
Oh, it would incinerate it instantly.
Absolutely.
Very, very dangerous.
It's almost like a weapon all by itself, isn't it?
Well, fortunately, if you go anywhere above or below the focus, it spreads out very rapidly. So it's a very tightly contained source of heat.
How hot does that get?
We can get over 3,000 degrees easily. We've boiled steel and copper with it.
My God, with what I saw?
Yes.
That's harnessing the sun, my friend.
It's an amazing amount of power. And some of the other things we've done include experiments with the illumination using lenses. And we can actually put a skylight in your home without cutting any holes in the roof or anything using a mixture of lenses and other optics.
Why aren't the big boys getting involved right now in this, Charles? I mean, every company you've mentioned, small businesses, entrepreneurs, innovators, where are the big corporations coming in with their big dollars to get this finished?
Well, a lot of the big companies have a vested interest to protect. They've put a lot of research and money into certain products or projects, and they want to bring them to fruition. And, you know, there's typically a mindset called not invented here. So when you come across somebody who has a new idea and it doesn't fit in with their research or their goals, a lot of times it's easy to simply dismiss it rather than take a serious look at it. You know, there are a lot of backyard and garage inventors out there who have wonderful ideas, but have a very hard time cutting through all of the paperwork and bureaucracy or reaching the right people. And then again, there are 100 times as many crackpots pitching an idea. A lot of people have been burned by, you know, false hopes and ideas of this sort. So it can be a very competitive market trying to find funding for a project such as this.
Is there venture capital available?
Oh, there definitely is. You just have to know the routes to take, and it can be very tricky. I actually was demonstrating some of these devices that you see in the videos when the people who were funding my work came along, and I ended up working with them.
Another Coast guest, Dr. Stephen Greer, has been searching for the zero-point energy, the ability to do that. I'm not sure he's getting any closer.
Well, that's an interesting concept because that sort of energy seems to be built into space-time itself. It's probably not something you can harness without doing irreparable damage, if it's possible at all. It's certainly worth investigating. You never know what you'll discover along the way, but I just get a gut feeling that it's something that's not going to be useful, not in the way we expect.
Unfortunately.
Well,
if you had your way and you could change things immediately, what direction would you take everybody?
Well, I would definitely put orbital solar stations up because the sun's shining 24 hours a day in space.
And can that technology be done now?
Oh, it was actually capable in 1970s.
Oh,
but,
God.
It was shot down for a number of reasons, one of which was the cost at the time. Right now, it's basically one of the reasons the Department of Defense is going after it, the reliability and the density and the fact that, you know, if you're in the battlefield and you need electrical power and, you know, energy for your vehicles and your operations, and there's no supply line to cut because it's coming out of the sky, it gives you a distinct advantage.
How big would these solar panels in space have to be?
Well, the demonstrators will actually be pretty small, probably on the scale of a couple of hundred meters or so in length. The actual generating stations will probably end up being about the size of Manhattan Island, about 24 square miles apiece, and they'll be able to produce anywhere from 60 to about 120 billion watts of power.
How many spaceships would we have to send up there for this?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's one of the things that seems to people to shut the whole concept down. The answer is actually very few. You don't send all of this material up into space. You send up factories to make it, which don't weigh as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you set them up on the moon or a near-Earth asteroid.
It's like a little erector set, huh?
That's right.
Would you, if this thing were up there, at night, would you still see any kind of glow or anything from it or reflection?
It would depend on where it's located. You can imagine that a lot of them will be like very bright stars. So you'll have probably a girdle of brilliant stars around the equator at some point in our future, and every one of them would be a solar generator.
It's almost like we would create our own star system, huh?
Well, that's not too surprising, considering the way we're going. We have the capability to do almost anything we can imagine.
And a number of countries could have their own systems for their own use. You could aim them, point them wherever you want.
Yeah, you could sell power to subscribers, just like any satellite service.
And if a plane again flew through this beam, nothing would happen to it?
Nothing would happen to it. The thing is, though, you try to institute a no-fly zone where you have a beam coming down. And that's just good common sense. You don't fly over power reactors, and you don't fly over certain industrial facilities. You know, there are limits right now to where you can fly.